Talkradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Take your seats now, people. Take your seats now. This Q&A session is going to go for about 10. Each team is going to have about 10 minutes to get through about 4 or 5 questions. So it's going to be quick and it's going to be punchy. Okay, now let's just get through a couple of these that we can probably dismiss. To the man, to Dave Chapman, please define masculinity. I don't know why that was addressed to you specifically, Dave. So is it time for structured speed dating? Nice try. Okay, but look, without further ado, we're going to put this. We're going to the ladies go first this time. So, in fact, do you have questions?
Yes.
Okay, so I think Laura's going to be answering our first questions. Do you think guys need a nudge every now and then?
Yes.
Good answer.
Next one.
I suppose we've got another one then. Okay, Laura, I think the question probably was alluding to what a nudge might involve.
Okay.
It's like this.
There's also the alternative at Pope on Facebook.
Okay, so do I think guys need a nudge now and then? You know, often I'll say to my younger brothers, that girl likes you. We'll be at maths, I'll be like, that girl likes you. Go ask her out. Go on. And, yeah, that's, I guess, me giving my brothers a nudge. So women, if you have brothers, if you have good guy friends that you're not interested in, you know, in dating, give them a nudge. And because we can see when a girl likes a guy, so give them go for it. A guy doesn't need a nudge, yes.
Okay, we got another question. Amy, do you have one?
Okay, I've got a few.
Oh, Amy's going to have a few and she's going to rattle through them right now.
Yeah.
Why don't you read out the questions and then the answers?
Okay. Mine are a little bit more serious, sorry. Okay, so why have both of us, both sides, portrayed feminism as such a bad thing? Well, I'm very sorry to whoever this was. We didn't mean to portray feminism as such a bad thing. But as you all know, feminism means 1,000 different things and has good and bad aspects. Like, I like that I've been able to go to university and do all these things. But obviously, feminism has darker sides to it that look like that people say, you know, women are liberated in a whole lot of ways that they're not, and fundamentally misconstrue women's dignity. So, feminism is a totally blurry concept. We like that word. And Dave's going to add.
The definition I went was actually called new feminism, which is what JP kind of too used as a complementarity. So feminism is great. Women getting out there and using all their talents and their rights to build up society. The church says that's awesome. So let's not kind of pretend that getting out there and doing that is a bad thing.
And just briefly on that too, like, the new feminism is all about recognising that women's role as a mother has to be recognised as a crucial and such an important role and can't be put below her role that she puts in society, but obviously recognises that she can make an excellent and very significant contribution to society.
Okay, that's one question. Do you want to pass over to the boys? Or?
Yeah, sure, okay. Joan Smith will be answering this question. How does a woman know if a man is interested in her?
Where do I start?
You've got other questions, Jerome.
It's glaringly obvious. I think that he's obviously going to like her and make sure he goes to the same events as her. And, and if you're at a ball, like a society says, it's a better ball, you might spot her across the dance floor and then sort of move your way through the dance floor over to that corner. And pretend to talk to the priest, so you look holy, and then, you know. The spin around and she thinks, where have you been all my life? But besides that, I just think that there's some really good points put up by both sides tonight, but I think it's pretty obvious if a guy really likes you. I think, you know, you've got to build up to something. I think starting off with a friendship is beautiful. I know that Fulton Sheen writes about the love dream, that every man has an and woman has an imprint, a blueprint on their heart, the person who they're meant to be with. And I think if you do spot someone beautiful, especially at a Catholic event like this, and you think, oh, wow, look at her, she's awesome.
But at the same time, you don't want to appear to be too desperate or too full on. I think you've just got to, you know, start off at the bottom step and work your way up so she feels comfortable, and then eventually, hopefully, you know, it leads to something. Here's Amy, she wants to say something.
I didn't want to say something, but all I was going to say was that that's actually true, and like sitting across the room about 2 years ago talking about Obama was like somebody, and I was like, hey, he's not too bad.
And that's not Obama.
No, Tim wasn't too bad. Obama.
About a year ago, the inaugural urban theology debate was about Barack Obama and whether he was a legitimate choice for Catholics. And I think that was one of the first times.
Yeah.
Amy got a look at her now fiancé, right? In full form. Okay, in full flight. I don't know where he is tonight.
Canberra.
He's in Canberra, that's right, because he works for Minister Chris Bowen. What a great job that is right now. Now, I believe the ladies are going to answer another question. Javina, have you got one for us? Okay, let's have a look here. So if following this debate, if all the men have manned up, I suppose that's meant to be, and asked women out here tonight, should the women be obliged to accept dates from all who ask them? In other words, should women give everyone a go?
Okay, a woman's not obliged to do anything. But can I just say, yeah, if a guy does ask a girl out, congratulations, first of all. That's one step to becoming a better man. But also, I think there's an onus. Okay, first of all, actually, to the guys. If you ask a girl out and she says no, you haven't actually lost anything because you were never going out with her in the first place. So if she says yes, great, you get a chance to get to know her. But if she says no, do you, like, we never really... What are you doing? Okay, so we never really got to talk about the fact that the reason that it's so important that a guy is initiating is because that fear of rejection in a woman can break her, okay? It is an honour that you do to a woman when you ask her out and prevent her from having to pursue you. Because that fear of rejection is actually really quite damaging to us. And we've been wounded many times. And I know guys are out there who have been burned by women. And I'm sorry. I really am sorry about that. But you bear it better than we do, believe it or not. And can I just say, if you are dating a girl and you think it's going really well and she ends up pulling away, well, it's either two things. It's God's will. Like, it's either God's will or it's not. If it's not, you shouldn't want it. And if it is, and she doesn't want it, then she's obviously not the right one for you. She's not in the right place. So take it as a sign from God, right? So one more thing. To the ladies, perhaps this is a little bit of a call to arms. We need to warm it up. If we mean no, we should say no. And if we mean yes, I don't think the coy thing is very fair to men because they're a little bit, you know, they're not the brightest bulbs in the candle. And they need a clear sign. So I think that's all I'm going to say about that.
Can I just add to that? And I know the girls will agree with this, and Joby alluded sort of at the end. From the woman's perspective, I think it's really important that, just as the guy has the courage to ask, hopefully, that women reciprocate. And if they say no, that they make it clear and they give some kind of reason, because as Joby said, a lot of guys aren't that smart. We're not, in fact, we're all pretty dull when it comes to understanding some of the rhyme and reason behind these things. So how that's supposed to happen, I don't know, but I really feel that's important as well. Okay, we'll take another question from the ladies. Ladies, have you got a good one for us?
Oh, Laura, very enthusiastic in handing this one over. What should men look for to know that a woman is interested in them? That is a good one, practical one.
Do I just have it in front of me? What should men look for to know that a woman is interested in them? If she's left... like, you guys want blanket rules. I know how guys work. You want to be said, you know, you want to be told this is what you have to do. You want to be told rules. This question is different for each woman, okay? So I'm just going to give my own experience. Amy says she's really obvious when she likes a guy. I think I'd be too, like, I'd write on your Facebook wall, I'd
I'd check what events they were attending and maybe try and be in the same vicinity. Like, it's the same. It's the same with what Jerome was saying. You know, you kind of you try to build up a friendship there, and you show you're interested in that way. You respond to emails or text messages. They're all pretty good signs. Also, maybe you could ask her friends if she's interested in anyone. They'd be pretty good, indicators in what the friends say as well. But yeah.
Thank you, Laura. Okay, gentlemen, do we have another one that you're really keen to answer? That's right. Dear Affirmative. I like that. How polite. Dear Affirmative. How exactly does a woman behave receptively?
That's a fair question, because I don't think we really clarified what that means, and so I apologise for that. The limitations of the debate, that's what happens. If you're asking what we meant by receptively, we're talking about the difference between, let's say, the uber-modern female who's, a bit of a ball-breaker, who might come across at work as opposed to at church, who likes to kind of step over people, I suppose. It's not the softness that men come to expect in women. We're all equally not saying that we want women to be like, in your atypical ad, like you Lynx deodorant ad, where a guy sprays on the Lynx and suddenly women are all over him kind of thing. No, that's not receptive. On that note, actually, I read a funny story that I wanted to talk about tonight, didn't get the chance. I think he's a Indian fellow, I forget his name now, but he's taking Unilever to court. He's suing them for damages to the order of $90,000, because he says he's been using their deodorant product for 7 years now and has yet to get a girlfriend. Serious court case. But anyway, so yeah, us men do get a bit confused about what works sometimes. But receptively, look, I think the girls would actually be better placed to answer this, because what we're really talking about, I think, as men anyway, is we're really saying, well, what are those truly feminine qualities that only women have and men don't? The nurturing, the concern for others, the attention to detail. Things like that you don't see in men. Well, those are all things that, when displayed by a woman, I think indicate her willingness to I suppose, from the perspective of someone interested in marriage anyway, to being a mother. So I hope that answers something. And if anyone wants to add anything.
Can I just
answer? Seriously, I've got a good...
So we have a very large audience member here. Get over here and make it.
All right, all right. Thank you, Kai. I'm just only trying to answer this because I don't know much about dating or love or anything, but I think in terms of receptivity, I can give you some idea. I actually think receptivity is an active task, which is maybe a strange thing to say, but I don't know if you've ever danced with women, guys, or girls, if you've ever danced with a guy who knows how to dance, when you're following, it's an active thing. And it's at the same time. So when you're being receptive to a guy, you're not exactly waiting for him, but as soon as he moves, you move as well. So there's a certain... It's not a passive task. Being receptive and being ready is something that's active and something you've got to be ready to do. And the guy leads, but at the same time, the woman follows.
You know, we can just change the wording of the debate slightly and have it again in like 3 months.
And Anthony, you can do it then. Okay, gentlemen, do you have... Okay. You have suggested that perhaps women aren't ready to be pursued, that they need to grow more in virtue. Applying this to our Catholic circle here tonight, are you suggesting the reason Catholic men are not asking our Catholic women is because no women are not ready? They are not yet virtuous enough? What are you suggesting women here tonight need to do in order to be ready for you to ask them out?
I'm assuming this was written by one of the females in the audience. we, we obviously had to debate this side because Claire wouldn't let me go on the other side. If you're a guy out there and don't think there are awesome Catholic girls here, come and see me. I'll act as a wingman. I'll go around and introduce you. We'll find plenty. And I think that's the main thing. There are awesome Catholic girls out here, even though you were maybe trying to not argue that in our debate. I guess the other point was about being kind of virtuous enough to be asked out. Do we really need to be virtuous enough to be asked out? We should just be trying to be more virtuous, and that's what our point was. If you girls are trying to be more virtuous and for being virtuous in itself, rather than to get a guy or whatever for a guy to ask you out, you're going to attract those awesome guys. And that's basically our point tonight. If you keep trying to get to that virtuous state and continue to improve, you'll get those awesome guys. The guys will say, wow, she's awesome. I really want to ask her out. And I guess, and they will. That you'll make it too good for them. They'll have to, like, I have to ask her out even if she says no. At least I had a crack. And that's basically what it's about. It's not being trying to be virtuous enough to be asked out. Be virtuous enough in itself.
Okay, I think we've just got a last couple of questions. Amy, now this is to both sides, slightly serious, okay? So gentlemen, be ready to answer this. Do you believe that in our current society, men have become overly feminized and as a result have become less manlike, resulting in the perceived man drought?
Well, I read articles from time to time about how, like, men are doing, like, skipping in the age of two and they don't get to play football and stuff. No, oh, sorry. I mean, skipping is very masculine.
It's great to exercise.
It is.
You're a boxer.
Sorry.
You're killing me.
So they're sitting around talking about their feelings. Is that better? Yeah, okay. So, guys, obviously there is this big emphasis on, I guess, maybe more feminine perspectives on understanding emotion. But that can be a good thing. I guess I'm not really qualified to answer this question. Yes,
I may have spent Saturday night looking up medical journal articles in this field. And basically, it was a tough Saturday night, let's be honest. But basically, men are showing more expression of feminine traits, but they're also some of those masculine traits they are kind of showing more of as well, and it seems to be maybe kind of the women are showing more masculine expression these traits and the guys are maybe trying to kind of go up and above it. That's the research in the field, and I'm happy to give you my references if you want them, but yeah, they are kind of showing more feminine traits. Depending which ones they are, that may be a good thing if Amy's suggesting we talk about feelings more, but yeah, so there are kind of some of those things, but is it actually a bad thing? Yeah.
Can I just add to that? Like, I think that, you know, sometimes I'll hear excuses from guys that, oh, I don't get my eyebrows waxed because that's a female thing to do. But, like, grooming is part of being on the dating scene. So I'm not saying necessarily getting your eyebrows waxed, but I've been on dates and, like, long toenails and, like long fingernails. I'm like, if you expect me to, you know, have a shower and put on makeup and get all dressed up to go on a date with you, I expect you to clip your toenails. So that's not being overly feminine. That's just good hygiene and good grooming.
Okay, and I believe Javina has the last question, and then we're going to announce tonight's winners. Okay. When a guy asks the girl out and she says she needs space and she's got issues, what does that mean? Should I keep trying? And I don't know who wrote this, women need to woman up.
Oh, no, that's me.
It means rods.
Okay, so a few of the guys know what that means. Look, again, no blanket rule for women, but I think a rule that I came across on the Art of Manliness website that I actually found pretty, that resonated with me, was the Brad Pitt rule. And this will actually help in the whole wooing versus stalking 101 tutorial. If you ask a girl out, she says no, just picture yourself as Brad Pitt. And if you were Brad Pitt, she would drop everything. She would forget her issues and forget the space that she needs, right? So if she's saying no, means she doesn't really see you as Brad Pitt and she doesn't really want to go out with you. However, if she makes some sort of excuse and says, no, I can't, but how about next week? Good sign. Very good sign. So that's all I'm saying about that. The Brad Pitt rule. It helps me. I don't know if it helps you. Hopefully.
Okay, now the results of the people's choice are in. We actually haven't calculated a percentage yet, unfortunately. Okay, by a fairly overwhelming number, 99 votes to 43, the people's choice was the negative. Yeah, Dave is calling to find out what the ratio of guys to girls here tonight is.
Wait, they were like totally harsh to guys.
That was so funny, though. Come on.
Okay, now the adjudication panel, our impartial, expert, and learned panel, they are going to share with us their findings and who is the official winner of the debate.
Thanks, everyone. Well, haven't we seen a great debate tonight with lots of great speakers? Let's give them one more round of applause. Girls in the round. Well done. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a bit about the guys' team, being a guy. Elise will talk about the girls' team, and then we'll announce the result. So basically, the guy's arguments completely blew me away tonight. I was quite swept away by their use of theology. I thought there was a lot of Catholic theology, a lot of talk about Pope John Paul II and complementarity that kind of resonated with me. Also the argument that women have in many ways become more masculine is also quite topical these days, and also that women may have unrealistic expectations when it comes to how guys should act. Now, Elise will cover what she thought the girls did well.
All right. We really liked the fact that the girls said that even if women did man up, even if we did, you know, fight the fight of masculinity, it was because of a vacuum. It was because men weren't doing their job in the first place. Not that I agree with that. We really liked the idea that men should lead. We liked they pointed out how many great guys there are in the room. And we particularly liked, I know the boys used a lot of theological and anthropological points, but the girls really only needed one, that whatever caused the conflict, men have the burden to do the changing. And Nigel has down here, Jovi was great. Really, actually. That women, we haven't changed fundamentally, even though our lifestyles might have changed, even though our professions might have changed, even though our opportunities might have changed, that we are still who God created us to be. And I think you had one more point, Nigel.
Oh, yeah, the last point is, and I'm saying this under compulsion, apparently we didn't like the fact that the guys were polite and respectful to the girls, but the girls teased the guys, and we felt sorry for them. Yeah, exactly. So after a very long night and some great speeches, the result, in fact, was a split decision, 2-1, and it is with great joy that I give the debate tonight to the negative team, the girls.
You're rubbish.
Okay.
The Dominicans are better anyway.
Well, what can I say? Okay, now there is sledging of the Franciscan here. Very classy, boys. Well, is that Dominicans are better anyway? I am. Fantastic. Okay, well, look, guys, I think, you know, we've had a great night tonight. Let's just get straight to the very important part of expressing our gratitude in the form of alcohol. So both of our teams each will take home a lovely bottle of wine. And while this is happening, I would ask you all once again to express your enthusiasm for tonight's topic, the debaters, and what we stand for in the usual way. They're still complaining. Okay. I think we'll have a rematch in about a year. But until then, guys, Urban Theology, we're going to be back with something next month. We haven't quite figured it out yet, but we will soon. But needless to say, if you're on the Facebook group, and really, if you're not, you're really not in our demographic, then stay closely tuned to that. We'll see you all again soon. Good night.
Guys, just one more thing. Urban Theology's been going now for almost 2 years. And we have here tonight 150 to 200 young Catholics in Sydney, and none of this would have been possible without the efforts of one person, and we should acknowledge him tonight, Kai Chow. Thank you, and see you next time.
Good night, and God bless, guys.
Radio.org.au